Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Magic Leap and the Troubles in Sexism Valley by Davey Alba. Magic Leap, the secretive augmented reality tech startup that's valued at $4.5 billion and reportedly bores Beyonce, settled a sex discrimination lawsuit this week. The plaintiff, Tannen Campbell, a former vice president of strategic marketing, was hired to make the company's product more appealing to women. Campbell filed a notice of settlement Monday in federal court in Florida, Magic Leap's home state, and the terms of the settlement are confidential. Representatives for both Campbell and Magic Leap said they couldn't comment. If all goes smoothly, the suit will officially end by the beginning of next month. But Magic Leap's problems won't. Since the company's founder, Ronnie Abovitz, appeared on Wired's cover a year ago, Magic Leap has faltered, beleaguered by bad press and allegations of unfulfilled promises. That's a long way from 2014, when Silicon Valley was all abuzz over the stealthy startup. Google, Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, Andreessen Horowitz, and other titans of venture capital all rushed to invest in the company and in its mixed reality software that lets people see virtual 3D objects superimposed over the real world. Despite garnering $1.4 billion in funding to date, however, Magic Leap has found itself facing a slew of accusations that it may have wildly overpromised on its tech. Questions now abound over whether the company will ever deliver a product. Thanks to Campbell's lawsuit, a whole new host of questions have arisen, as well as a sinking suspicion that the company is even more dysfunctional than previously thought. Excessive hype is one sign of a company possibly foundering due to mismanagement. Misogyny of the kind alleged by Campbell suggests dysfunction on a whole other level. As incidents of sexism in tech pile up, it's becoming clear that misogyny in the industry is both a moral travesty and a potential warning sign that a business is in trouble. Campbell filed the suit in February, alleging that Magic Leap fostered a misogynist work environment and then fired her for speaking out about it. Among other things, the suit alleges that Magic Leap executives were dismissive of input from female employees. The suit also claims that employees were told women had trouble with computers.
In a quote that has already gone viral, one IT lead allegedly said, "In IT, we have a saying, stay away from the three O's, Orientals, old people, and ovaries." In all, the suit alleges the company cultivated an overall culture utterly inhospitable to women. The suit describes a game meant to ship with the Magic Leap headset in which a female character is depicted on her knees groveling at the male hero's feet in admiration. What's more, the suit claims Magic Leap did little in an effort to fix its culture when Campbell raised the issue. She alleges that she tried 6 times to give a presentation about gender diversity in the workplace without success. A female brain trust initiative and a women's inclusion network were eventually formed, but the groups allegedly had no stated goals or support from management and stagnated as a result. To be clear, the suit's allegations are just that, and given the settlement, they'll never likely get a hearing in open court. Magic Leap, for its part, filed a point-by-point response in federal court denying it engaged in any kind of discrimination. But the mere existence of the suit is not a good look in an industry where women typically comprise about 30% of a given company's workforce. Even with many companies overtly seeking to diversify their workforces in recent years, that ratio has stayed about the same, much as it has for the maddeningly dismal figures for hiring people of color in the industry. All of which is to say, the tech industry's diversity problem doesn't just affect would-be workers, but leaves these homogeneous companies themselves primed for problems. For starters, companies risk unconsciously embedding biases in products meant for everyone. Apple's Health Kit, launched in 2014, was touted as a comprehensive health tracking system for all humans, but it didn't include a tracking system for humans with periods until a year later. In July 2015, Google's new Photos app, which automatically tags pictures using artificially intelligent software, identified an African-American couple as gorillas. But most relevant to the case of Magic Leap are the allegations of misogyny that have embroiled Uber since an ex-employee spoke out frankly about the ingrained culture of sexism she experienced at the company. Susan Fowler's blog post turned out to be just the first in a series of scandals, from lawsuits over intellectual property to a Department of Justice probe to reports of widespread morale problems that revealed a company hardly as impervious as its previously invulnerable image suggested. One easy thing that could help? Discarding the attitude of secrecy so uniformly embedded across the tech industry. At Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and any top tech company, really, the thinking seems to be that saying less publicly lets the company operate faster and more efficiently. But a cult of secrecy can also help perpetuate a destructive company culture. Transparency won't just help satisfy increasing public demands that these powerful companies face greater accountability. It could save these companies from themselves.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.